Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, boys and girls. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I travel the world visiting boys and girls everywhere. And I travel the world to see what they're doing and to share love and peace and harmony with them. Because that's what I, Mr. Kendall, am. Love, peace, and harmony. Last night I visited a young lady, and she was 13 years old. And she was very content, but very happy. And her name was Anne. And I said, "Anne, how are you tonight?" And Anne said, "Oh, Mr. Kendall, I have had such a busy day." Is that right? I guess when you're 13, things get kind of hectic sometimes and kind of busy, but I bet it was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Well, Mr. Kendall, it wasn't just all that fun. Oh, what do you mean, Anne? What do you mean it wasn't all that fun? Well, Mr. Kendall, I live in downtown New York. Yes, I know. And downtown New York's a very busy place. Yes, I know. And when I come home to my house, we have an apartment here on the 30th floor of this apartment house. When I come home to my house after school, I walk in the door of my apartment, and it's like walking into the Twilight Zone. It's like walking into a place that is unbelievable. Well, how is that, Anne? Well, here on the 30th floor, we're up above all the noise of the streets, all the noise of the city, and we look out the window and we see birds flying by sometimes, but we see the vastness of the city. And we see all of the rivers, and we see all of the boats out there. We see them coming in the Hudson River, and it's really quite beautiful. Well, who is this we, Anne? Well, my family and I, and the people who live in this building. Well, Anne, what do you see? Well, that's the problem, Mr. Kendall. I see things different from everybody else. Well, how do you see things, Anne? Tell me. Well, I look out there. I sit here in this big easy chair that my dad bought, and he has it looking out the sliding glass window here onto our deck, onto our patio out here. And we look out across the city. And you know, Mr. Kendall, I look out and I don't see the city. What I do is I see beautiful clouds, or I see beautiful green fields, or I see beautiful ocean, lovely and blue. Sometimes I see storms coming in too, but they're not bad storms, they're just storms that have rain or wind, and they come in, and it's so beautiful to watch the changing scene. Well, Anne, what seems to be the problem with all that? Well, I don't think that's being realistic. I don't think that's being realistic. Well, Anne, why don't you consider writing a letter to yourself and tell yourself all about that? What, Mr. Kendall? I should write a letter to myself? How long should my letter be? Well, your letter should be however long you want it to be, as long as it takes to say the things that you want to say. But, Mr. Kendall, I have so much to say. Well, that's fine, Anne. You're 13 years old. Writing to you is very easy. And, you know, Anne, your dad gave you that computer, that beautiful Apple computer he gave you for Christmas, and you've been wondering what you really should do with it, because you're learning how to do your schoolwork on it, and you're learning how to do many wonderful things with it. Yes, Mr. Kendall, how do you know about that? It's so wonderful, isn't it? Well, I know everything. and I just know everything, and I know things because you tell me. Well, Mr. Campbell, I didn't tell you about my Apple computer. Yes, you did. You told me your dad bought you a MacBook, and that it's so lovely, and it's just so light and so beautiful, and you're so happy with it. Well, that's true, Mr. Campbell. But what about this letter writing? How do I write a letter? Well, you sit down at your computer, and you say, "Dear Anne." "Dear Anne? That's me." "Yeah, I know, that's you." Or you can say, "Dear Mother," or "Dear Dad." Or you can write to your two brothers or your sister, and you can say, "Dear Jennifer," or "Dear Jonathan," or "Dear Albert," because you can write to any, you know. But why would I write to them? That's a good question. Now, I suggest you write to yourself. And write, "Beloved, precious angel Anne." Ooh, what a good way to start a letter. Oh, Mr. Candle, that sounds wonderful. I like that. Do that again, Mr. Candle. "Dear, beloved, angel Anne." Yes, that's a good start. Now, how long should it be? Well, you stop when you have to take a break or when you have finished saying what you want to say. And then after you finish that, then you start another letter. But what should I do with the first letter? Well, just leave it on your computer. Your computer's got lots of room for letters that you write. Or you can send it to your friends if you wish. Oh, I wouldn't send a letter to me, to my friends. Well, then write a letter to your friends. But first, write a letter to yourself. "Beloved, precious angel Anne." Oh, yes, I like that. "Today, I sat in my daddy's big, comfortable chair when I got home from school, and I looked out across the city. My brothers and sisters and mom were all away from home, and my dad hadn't come home yet, and I had the house all to myself. And I live on the 30th floor in downtown New York. And I look out over the Hudson River, and it is beautiful. But when I look over the Hudson River, I don't see the river. I look into the river, and I see the fish." Oh, and that sounds beautiful. Hey, where'd you get that idea? Oh, this idea I've had often, Mr. Candle. All right. Now, what are you going to say next? Well, "I look in the river, and I see the fish that are there. I am down in the river looking at the fish, and the fish are looking at me and saying, 'Hi, beloved Anne, how you doing?'" Oh, they call you beloved Anne too? Well, of course, this is my story, isn't it? That's right, Anne, it's your story. Oh, Mr. Candle, this is kind of fun. You bet it is. And then, what else do you do, Anne? Well, I look back over the mountains there. I can see them from my apartment. And the mountains are very beautiful. And it's winter time, and I can see snow on the mountains. In fact, I see snow on the city streets, and I see snow all over the place. Yes, isn't it beautiful? And what else do you see? What else do you... Oh, Mr. Candle, there are so many things. There's so many, many wonderful things. Yes, Anne. And that's the thing to write about, the many wonderful things. Now, Anne, how long should you write that letter? Just as long as your heart's talking to you. And then when you finish, you file it. And you say, "Anne's letter number one. Anne's letter number two." And who knows, you may have a whole pile of letters. And when you get done, you may say, "Hey, that might make an interesting book. That's a bunch of stories that are really fantastic. Who would believe that I was in the Hudson River talking to the fish down there, and that I was out in the Pacific, at the Atlantic Ocean?" My goodness, not the Pacific. That's a long, long way. "But I was out in the Atlantic Ocean, where the Hudson River runs into the ocean, and I saw all of the boats out there. And I saw up north, I could see at Greenland, and I could see the icebergs." Oh, Anne, Your story sounds like it's just beginning. Oh, Mr. Candle, it is. Oh, Mr. Candle, thank you for visiting. Well, Anne, thank you for sharing with me all about how long to write a letter. And you just write those letters, and when you do, you'll be a happy, happy, happy girl. Well, Miss Anne, I'm on my way now to visit other boys and girls around the world. And when you prepare for bed tonight, remember, the Sandman will come, and he'll put pixie dust all over you, and you'll dream more beautiful letters to write to yourself, to tell yourself what a wonderful world you live in. So until next time, and until next time, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle, and I'll see you because I love you. I love you. I love you.